Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha ha! Yeah. You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's finest. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
See y'all, Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Ki-woo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Boy, I tell you, my life, I don't even know what's wrong with the system.
Thank you.
got you more dub beat taking in. Make you tune in to Hot Talk Radio with your girl, Lady Libra. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Facebook, what's up? My face, what's up? Make sure you tune in to the Ninja account. Sign up, make your own page. It's going down. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Why do I hear music? Okay, you know what? This is why. Hey, Alana. This is why I call this a reality radio talk show. Because I ain't shit rehearsed. I swear I'm sitting here looking at a blank damn screen right now. I have no clue to what the hell has happened. It may have happened because of the weather, the rain, the storm. It did hit over here. I don't know. But you know what? That's why this shit is now a reality show. Because we're going to make this shit up as I go. This shit is crazy. I mean, the only reason why I know that you're supposed to be able to hear me right now is because the little blue light is on. But I have no way of, I hear people laughing, and I just oh my God, we're gonna you know what? God is able. This shit is funny. Who is that laughing? Because I hear you. I really hear you. Oh, boy. Anyway, I don't know whose background is, but I can hear it, and I'm not supposed to, because I had it on. It's I don't know what to do. But you know what? It's Talk About It Tuesday, High Talk Radio. I haven't even had anything to drink yet. Okay. This your girl. Who is that talking? Because I can hear you. Let me make sure I got everybody on mute. Call 484 is muted. I see my boy Feezy, he's muted. It's Sean. See, it's lighting up, letting me know who's on air. Sean, your background is loud. Shit. Now her ass is, wait, hold on. She might be still on air. She's still on air. Okay, now, I may have fixed it. Okay. Y'all see this shit crazy? You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. But you know what? It's going to be okay. I'm sorry about wishing my people a happy birthday. From today, I'm happy Facebook birthdays. Not for my friends now. If Sean them didn't do theirs, then that's on them. But I checked to make sure I didn't have any birthdays for today. So my tag friend, Swagger, Squid for Duck, go figure. Malcolm B, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. You know what? Whew, this is an interesting day. Very interesting day. This is Talk About It Tuesday. We're going to talk about some of the things we saw over the weekend for Freaknik. And we still got our topic from last Thursday when I had technical difficulties. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be honest. See, I have been staying up all night working and doing all kind of stuff. So what happened was I laid down to take a nap. My host, Sean, said, I'll be over there at 8:45. I said, okay, well, I can lay down. You know what I'm saying? Take a nap. She'll be here to wake me up at 8:45. Well, something happened with her getting over here at 8:45. So I fell asleep. When I woke up, DJ Feezy from Florida was calling me, and it was almost 12 o'clock. So that was a technical difficulty. I was damn tired and was fucking sleep. Excuse me. What's going to be done about it? So anyway, we still touching on the topic from Threesome Thursday. We did it for Freaknik Friday, but everybody was in the streets trying to find a party and everything. So we had a good time. We had a lot of callers to call in. But I felt like the A didn't get a chance to represent on the topic. So I told all my people we were going to see a talk about it next week to give everybody a chance to elaborate on the situation. So, it is what it is. I want to know what were some of the freakiest I heard of shit you saw this weekend. I also want to know, was this Freaknik better than the past Freaknik? I want to know, are you happy that Freaknik is here to stay? And what are you going to do as a citizen to make sure that Freaknik remains here in Atlanta? Do you know the meaning of Freaknik? Come on, people, it's Hot Talk Radio, and anything goes. Freaknik forever, and it's Hot Talk Radio. And Hot Talk Radio is forever. We got Freaknik Las Vegas coming up, too. But anyway, I'm going to go to a song. I'm going to try to get this shit started. I can't see shit, so that's why it's reality radio. First of its kind. Enjoy. What's up, ATL? This your girl sitting here trying to figure this shit out. But I had to bring Sean on. Sean, you there? Sean.
Yeah, I'm here.
I need you to come on now. Cause I'm this shit going. I can't see shit on this damn screen. And I want to start drinking. But I can't start drinking till I figure this shit out. And I'm mad.
What's up, Hot Talk Radio? What's going on tonight?
You too.
Like,
Lero,
that looked like she ain't had five drinks. She ain't had one. She got five.
I ain't had nothing to drink yet. And then soon as I went on, I ordered pizza 2 hours ago. Then it show up, right? Because I need to put something on my thumb before I start drinking. So I'm like, well, damn. Then my head started hurting. It's just too much shit going on. But you know what? Devil is a lie. So we're going to get started with our schedule for today, with our make-believe schedule. I want to give a shout-out to my people, and you're going to help me. Cause we have to always represent for our people and everybody we got on the team. So I want to give a shout-out to Joe Hightower, JD, also known as Black Clark Kent, Patrice Fett, Joseph Polo, Kiwu, Peter Professor, Sean, she ride the holding it down. Then we got our other hostess, Waylon, Florida, holding it down. We got Feezy and Swerve G live from the frat house. You know what I'm saying?
Woo! Doing the bed now, huh?
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, I supposed to be talking about me and you got this, Mama. We gotta bring everybody up to date on. Of course, we want to give a shout out to everybody that helped promote us and, you know, let everybody know what's going on with us. Shout out to APEGME, Apple J, No Entertainment, the affiliates, Twin Productions, EL Fam, MPM Entertainment, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, of course, the Beast, Six Figgles, Freaknik ATL, that's J.K. Jones, shout out to Power Move. You know, it's just going down, you know, things are getting better. I wanted to let you all know that in 2 weeks, we are at, I'll be moving stuff around. I got too many pieces of paper right here. But as of today, 2 weeks in, we have 647 fans, and the number is continuing to grow. And from what I'm gathering, that's magnificent. I'm so happy. I'm so proud. Sean wants to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody, the listeners, the callers, the people that are listening to their CPUs, those that we have on Skype. Just don't try to Skype in while I'm, you know, doing the show, because that'll throw me off. And then you might be hosting the show. You know what I'm saying? So just don't Skype in.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody. We're thanking everybody who's listening in, calling in, friends who are just going online, checking us out, checking the show out, telling us your comments, the good or bad, with the negative or positive. Can't then change if you don't say something. You know, that's my ringtone. Say something, baby. It's a good look, you guys. We're just some young, new people, new faces, trying to do something new, trying to keep it young, fresh, and hot for you guys. What more can I say? We appreciate all the love. All the love.
And I want to ask.
Go ahead,
Lately. No, you go ahead, because see, you know I was going to tell them about the name page, and then you're going to stop me.
Oh, go ahead and talk to them about the name. We need everybody to follow us on our name page also, you know. Get you a name account. You might like it.
Tell them name address.
Our name address is hottalkradio.name. You can see all the personalities of the show on there. You know, Everyone's doing their own thing, doing their new things to their pages. You can follow us on Twitter. Even though we haven't locked down Twitter yet. But, of course, you guys know we're on Facebook. Hey, doing something new, bringing something new and different each and every day. You know, even if you don't like the topic that we're sharing with you guys on that day, it's okay with us. We love the feedback. We want to know what you see. You know, that's what gives us all individuality, you know.
You're drunk. Trying to start out with, like, I got some damn sense. But you know what? As soon as we take this break, and then at 9:30, Steezy coming on, me, you, and I'm going to start drinking because I can't, you know what I'm saying? My nerves are gone. But I just wanted to be sober when I did this part of it. I wanted to let everybody know that we, out of 12 shows, we have 1,700 hits.
Yay.
That's right. That's right. And make sure you send all birthdays, anniversaries, invites to anything that you want us to come and host from. Send us to hottalkradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to, when you do the meeting page, put .com on the end of it. Also join our other meeting page, FreakNick, space, HTL. Well, no, you got to run it together for Neen. Okay, Neen.com.
Yeah.
So join that website as well. We are the first black internet reality radio talk show. That's right. We don't have a script. We don't rehearse shit. What you hear is what you get. Soon you'll be able to see us. But in the meantime, just know we're making this shit up as we go. So if you don't like it, good. If you do like it, great. Don't even matter. Because guess what? The most hated people are the ones with all the damn money.
Very much so. Very much so. And we're trying to see 7 figures, 8 figures in our account. You don't like it, don't.
But I got to mention this mixer before I get cuffed out. Let me look it up for 9:30. Sean, say something in the meantime while I get this mixer that I was supposed to mention.
Okay. Well, Hot Talk Radio, we had so many different comments and calls about Freaknik. And again, to relay on what Lady Libra said, we want to attack it from ATL style. If you didn't enjoy Freaknik, call us and tell us. If you didn't want to join in to Freaknik, call us and tell us. If you had a blast out of your life, call us and tell us. If you did the freakiest shit this weekend that you never thought you would do, call us and tell us. Again, this is Hot Talk Radio. We're keeping it grown and sexy.
I'm finna try some, Sean. I'm finna freestyle right quick. Hold on. Because I ain't going to know why this weekend. I was scared. They kept coming out. There was so many police out there. And I was like, well, you know what? I ain't going out. Because I know I'm going to be in jail. And I don't feel like going to jail today. You know what I'm saying? I'll go to jail next week or so. I'm finna try something, though. Hold on. Can you hear that little music playing in the background? You hear it, Sean?
Yeah, I hear.
Okay, I'm finna try some. Cause you know in reality, we do this shit as we go. Divine Element Entertainment presents Wine Tasting. Promo launch party. Wine down with an evening of music and poetry. Saturday, May 1st, 2010, 7 PM until admission $10. The bakery Cafe, Our Place, 3387 Main Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30337. For more information, please see Reginald Johnson on Facebook, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D Johnson, or call him at 770-905-4914. Or you can also try Fred P.J. Stallworth, 770-256-9353. Wine tasting. Hot Talk Radio will be there hosting live for a wind down evening of music and poetry. Thank you. Alright, we gotta go to some music and then we're coming back to get this show started. Cause it's wild. And it ain't my fault that it's wild. But I know I'ma blame somebody else for it though. Blame it for it.
Screaming money ain't a thing if it ain't throwing up in the sky.
ATL, we back. You know what? I'm happy right now. I got my people from Florida on the line. Feezy, what's up?
What's the business?
You know what it is. You know, if you could be here, I wish you was here to see what I was going through right now.
Hey,
Sean,
you know what? Like you said, you got to keep it going.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's reality, ain't it right, baby? Sean.
Hey. What is it?
I have brought you on Air Pumpkin.
Oh, baby girl is in the building.
You know,
well, what did you get your background noise straight tonight now?
Hold on, my background noise is great tonight. My background noise is great tonight, okay? We not have any difficulties over this way. How about you?
Can I
say something before we start, Lady Lizzie? I just want to wish a happy 420 to everybody, all my 420 friendly fans out there. If you started when the sun came up and you ain't going to stop till it click over to 1201, happy 420.
Hey, Swerve.
Oh, really?
I mean, damn. Feezy, don't hold it against me. Don't hold it against me. But
you know
how Friday, I'm going to have to call in because I see this speaker is going to act up again. You know how last week, how Friday, we just let it real, right?
Right.
Man, do you know, I went back and looked at the numbers on that, and people have been just going back viewing that.
I'm pretty sure they are. It's Freaky Friday. You put it out there.
I'm just
saying. I guess we back on Freaky Friday on Tuesday.
I mean,
threesomes for everybody.
But did mommy tell you that we was going to make sure we got, let the A have an opportunity? I swear, this is not a reality show.
Hold on, Cat Williams to the building.
Hey, I had to really, really listen. Like, what is that? But then I heard my boy Cat say
the building.
Yeah.
CZ.
What's up?
I'm from, people are like, they can't believe that they took me on a mental threesome.
I mean, but here's the question. How did that make
you feel? Where are my babies at? Where are my babies? Because I fell in love with them. I go with them now.
Is my dog Swerve on the line, too?
What's his area code?
It's he has 536. It's 904.
No, you need to text. He was on the line and he hung up. Because I was
playing. Oh, okay.
You let him know I have to play a little bit of music. To take breaks,
hey.
Make transitions, but we don't just base our whole thing on music. You know what I'm saying? But I do throw a little bit of music in there. And as soon as I cut the music on, he hung up. You call, you text him, you let him know that I'm 38 hot right now. Whatever you call
it. I got
it.
You. I got you. I'm pretty sure he's listening right now. He going to call back. Swear if you're listening, just say call back. There's going to be some problems.
I want that dude that took me on.
He's done here. Swerve is done here now. He's
a steel driving man.
He's a steel driver.
I don't know who I don't know who my dog from Fort Lauderdale was, but if he's listening out there, Fort Lauderdale, she wants you to call her back because she says she wants to take the ride.
Remember, he's supposed to have been coming to see me. He told me he was coming to see me. And since we go together, he need to be coming to see me.
I thought y'all was supposed to meet halfway. I gave y'all the exit number and everything.
But see, I've been drinking. He need to. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't do it like that.
Swerve on him. Ride with it. Swerve on him. go ahead and swerve up 75.
Don't tell me, because I be thinking I be swerving for real. I be thinking I be swerving for real.
Mhm. I do.
You know what?
The first night you said, oh, man, they done left me in here by myself. I've been drinking.
I'm always drinking. And don't need to.
You got
well,
it.
I got a drink, too, so. Hey, I've been drinking Jaeger. So, hey, what can I say?
What you been drinking?
Jaeger Bomb.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know what Jägermeister
is?
Jägermeister.
That was a drink.
That's
what we drink with
Grom.
Jägermeister
and Red Bull.
Yes, ma'am.
I tasted that
That's
one time.
That's a drink for the
Grom folks. I drank seven of them in one night, and somebody said I tried to piss in their closet. I swear I don't remember.
What?
I blacked out for about 3 hours.
Do I know?
They had to direct me to the bathroom.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute, hold on. You trying to pee-pee in the closet?
Man, on all the fair gummos.
That sound like some shit I do.
Let me tell you what happens
when I get drunk.
Hey, man.
It take my homeboys to tell you how I be looking for my dad and my brother when I get drunk.
Oh, man. Is everybody your daddy?
Huh?
Is everybody your daddy when you get drunk?
No, I be looking for my biological daddy.
Oh, you actually be physically looking for him?
Yeah, and my brother.
Why? What you want to say to him when you drunk?
Because, see, I get the alcoholic from him. The alcoholic syndrome comes from him.
Oh, so you just need to find somebody to blame it on. I heard you say you're going to blame it on somebody else. So.
Yeah, and then my brother, who I used to get drunk with, you know, he in prison. So I'd be missing him and shit, and I'd just be acting a damn fool. But they let me have my
man.
Like, you know, I ain't never been, you know, took advantage of when I was drunk and that. They know they better not fuck with me. But
that's too bad.
You saying I should have had a train ran on me when I was drunk?
If you throw it back, you ain't drunk. If you out there acting like you just a limp rag doll, everybody needs to zip their hands up and go home.
Get what
drop
happened?
You off.
Somebody send me an email, right?
Only you would say something like that. You're so disturbed.
Hey, I be trying to save cats from trying to go from going to jail, man. If she threw it back, she was with it.
That's what I'm saying. You were so disturbed from saying that.
Happy 420 day, everybody.
You know what? What is special about today? Because everybody keeps sending me that happy 420. I'm like, what the fuck is
all
that?
All right, I'm going to tell you because, you know, And Sean can vouch for this. I used to work at in a privileged location. All the children were very, very privileged. But they were running around saying, happy 420. It's 420. I'm like, what is 420? It's like, that's national, you know, weed day. You know what I'm saying? I said, well, what's so special about the number? Yeah, it's smoking chronic. Herb.
That's why somebody just sent me that text message to my smoke your weed, boo-boo, or whatever the little thing. That was a text message I had just got.
Yeah, but they said that 4:20 p.m. is usually when most kids get home and toke up. So they call it 4:20. When they get out of school, they get home, get off the bus, drive home, whatever. That's when they usually spark it. So
what?
If you ever see a classified ad for a roommate or whatever, and it says they're 420 friendly, that means they down with getting it in.
So wait a minute, hold up. Now, usually my daughter be here when I get home, but she wasn't here today. So you thought she was somewhere getting high? Because I'm finna go in here and smell her.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's all about you don't want to start just mistrusting your child just because of, you know. Something that's going on in the general public. I mean, if you know your child don't get it in like that, then, you know, That's how most parents lose the trust of their children.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes it's needed, because if you got somebody who really is out there, you know what I'm saying, you know they out there, you know, experimenting with different things, and yeah, you got to pull their chain. But I can't really talk because, you know,
I mean,
hey,
she's
man,
just
I,
right. Excuse me.
My mom was finding weed in my pockets at age 15, so hey, what the hell?
Sean, did you get out this weekend?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Did you get out this weekend?
Did I get out this weekend?
Yeah.
I got out for one moment, and being on Old National, it was so disturbing for me. Old National is not the city of Atlanta. I'm going to help some people out. The Mexican can only hold so many people. The Mexican was never meet the whole 1,500 people, okay? Neither one of them, okay? 300 max. Not 1,500.
Now, I'm gonna need you not to say the Mexican. I need you to let all my Florida folk know what you mean by the Mexican on Old National. I know.
Yeah, because
but I need you to let them know.
To all my Floridians.
And other people.
And my other people from South Carolina, North Carolina, all up and down the East and West Coast. Midwest and the South. In Atlanta, we have this special place that we call the Mexican restaurant, and it's actually a Mexican restaurant. It's called El Ranchero. El Ranchero sits on the corner of 285 South and North. Either way you're going, on 285, you can get there. Call folks have put to know the Mexican restaurant. And when I say you're going in there for the one of the best margaritas and the best party times ever, you are. I encourage everyone to visit the Mexican restaurant on Old National, 285. Caesar, do you remember the Mexican restaurant? How many times have you frequented there?
Well, I'm going to tell you, man. I mean this from the bottom. I've been to the Mexican one time. I've been there one time. And then when I walked, as soon as I walked in, a guy was coming out of the bathroom, and he evidently had too many margaritas, and he fell flat on his face. So, you know, once I figured out that wasn't the spot for me to be in, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know me, I'll ride around Atlanta and find me a party. It ain't nothing. One time for Atlantic Station, I go down there. One time for 300, Bowling Alley. I'm with that, too. I'm hoping they open one up down here in Jacksonville, upscale bowling. They don't know nothing about that, man. That's real talk right there.
Yes, it is.
Plasma,
yes, it is.
You know, 60-inch screens on 30 lanes, number HD everywhere. Perfect place to watch the playoffs. What you know about that?
Oh,
so
I
tell
know
me what, you know, I thought we were talking about Freaknik, though. Tell me what some stuff you saw. Sean, I don't want you to tell me that Old National was just it wasn't your cup of tea. We want you to actually, physically spell out to us what you saw going on Old National.
Because I didn't come out to have you weekend.
Being that I am a old head freak nicker, I understood it. Because I did it all, you know. I didn't hung out the cars. I didn't walk the highways, the byways, all through Far Road. Me and my homegirl. Think we cute. Had a boy trying to pick us up. And somebody told me, Club Pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so it was normal to me. I just think that, you know, hey, young people gonna have fun. I mean, they're gonna make fun wherever it is.
Well, what were they doing? Tell us some stuff they were doing. We don't use.
Hey, well,
hot talk radio. Hot
talk radio. You know, you see more ass and a little bit of ass out there. Okay.
There we go.
A two piece thong was not meant to be walked on over fashion.
Ooh.
Okay.
Did you have some high heels on?
We do not have beaches on Old National Highway.
But did she have high heels? Did she have her heels on?
Oh, yeah, she had the stilettos. I'm going to give it to her.
Oh, she was working. No. See, that wasn't a regular was freak nigga. She was working.
No, Uncle, she didn't have her strawberry blood. She didn't have her strawberry blood.
She thought that was her tire. I thought that was Metropolitan, a.k.a. Stuart Al. Was it a lot of, did you see anybody getting, rolling by, getting a little head in the car, anything like that? No?
Well, no. No, I didn't see that, I would have loved to see that,
Oh, really? Whoa.
She won't wait for me, see what she's doing. See what she's doing that I ain't doing. Maybe I need to learn,
Hey. Got the car before you can walk.
Oh, really? That's what you tell them?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I can't believe I didn't go nowhere this weekend.
I
just laid in the and worked and just looked pretty.
Did it look pretty?
Yeah, I had to look pretty. And I slept a lot, too. Because I'm still getting these bloodshot in my eyes, and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck am I doing to keep busting blood vessels in my eyes. And I haven't been drinking.
So, you know,
when you start sleeping like that, you got a baby on the way. You tell me. That could be possible if I had to have some. I wasn't going to freak me because I was too fucking horny.
Wow.
So, let me get this straight. You didn't go because you was too horny.
Right, because that mean I might have started feeling like, shit, let me go on and see what's up out here, next thing you know, I be drinking, and then I'm high, and then next thing you know, I got a baby daddy and don't even know who daddy is.
Right. So in other words, you just proved to the masses that freaknik is not just for the men. There are many women out on the strip as well.
Very
much so, man. Wow. That was deep. That was a lesson to be learned right there.
Why do you say that? A lot of women not telling you that?
Well, I mean, nobody was really telling. I didn't receive any phone calls about freaknik. I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, because couldn't nobody get loose? Because they said the police was just extra. It was like more police than the people.
Well, a lot of that's to be expected, especially when it's us. So.
But my thing is, Stevie, do you realize that freaknik is here forever?
Freaknik is every day in Atlanta. Let me tell it.
Right.
That's why I had to get the hell away. That's why I had to get the hell away from there.
It's not that bad.
Who? For the young black man?
The last August in Orlando. Last week in August. It's going to be freaking Las Vegas. It's going to be in Vegas.
And if y'all going to Vegas with it? Y'all taking the show on the road?
Yeah, JK. It's serious about this thing. Freaknik is forever.
Wow.
It's not going nowhere. Stop.
Wow.
You go to hot.
I heard it's pretty wild out in Las Vegas right now.
Oh, and he said what goes on in Vegas
stays in Vegas.
So
rehab is wide open. Rehab is open.
Rehab is open.
Oh, yeah. I got a text the other day saying they saw Tia Tequila. Getting drug out of rehab because she in there talking shit to the security. Oh. See, her and her camera crew out. Tia Tequila. Do you know who that is?
That's sad that she got the same name as me. That's why I'm late to leave.
Tia, Oh, Tia Tequila, she's the one who had the show A Shot at Love, where she had a group of girls and a group of guys trying to compete for her. The little Asian looking chick.
I remember.
That's Tia Tequila.
I know.
She got an attitude problem.
She made me want to change.
Why she gotta have an attitude problem?
Well, I mean, if you know anything about it, if you follow, you know, entertainment, especially in the football world, she tried to get Sean Merriman locked up. She tried to get him to say, you know, he said he drug her out of the house and all that old crazy stuff. And turned out none of it was true. That's when I knew she had a couple issues. But she pretty good, though. She make a good guess for the night.
How you know?
I know.
Y'all used to go.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, when she had the guys and the girls competing for her, that pretty much sealed the deal for me.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
She's super. She's super duper.
Whatever. It's TV, baby. People will do anything to get on TV.
Yes, they will. Hey.
Look at them.
All you gotta do is look at the whole cast of Flavor of Love.
Flavor.
Yeah. Just look at that whole cast. What woman in their right mind is gonna fight over Flavor Flav? I know you rich. I do. Lord knows I do.
I don't even want to kiss him on a regular day. That's not even behind somebody.
Wow.
Just think that's somebody's baby daddy. I went and got pregnant by him for love, no money.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I ain't with that having baby stuff. You got to really have, you know, I ain't never been in love. So.
You're a lie. You're a lie.
I've never been in love. Mm.
Why you say that?
I've liked. I might have been obsessed. And I've probably been infatuated. But I have never been in love.
Wow.
So, ATL, if there's anybody out there that can make me fall in love, sign up, because I'm trying to fall in love. I want to see what this shit really feel about.
Y'all heard it live. Speed dating Thursday. We're going to get some speed daters on the line. We're going to see who got the best game for Lady Libra.
Man,
oh, you know what? That would be cool.
I don't do what I'm told. Everybody want to whoop my ass.
Well, we don't want them to do
Where's
that. You need security. You gonna need security on your date.
My ass, baby. I be acting a damn fool. How am I doing that with me?
Mm.
And then I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. If I don't feel like I'm about to throw a brick, I don't want to. But now I ain't nothing. I was married 10 years and wasn't even in love with him.
Shameful. Don't tell nobody else.
I was young. But I'm trying to see what it's all about now. You know, I'm trying to grow up. You know, I want to stop.
Watch who you ask that question. You know, they tell horror stories on that question.
Huh?
You got some people going to tell you horror stories on that question.
What you mean?
On being in love?
Mm-hmm.
That's not love, you know what I'm saying? Man, we going to talk about that Thursday. People have to understand what love is.
Yeah, because I ain't never been in love, and I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to fall in love. I'm trying to be.
Y'all heard that,
I want to not eat.
Tuesday, Thursday.
Feezy. You know how they say you don't eat, you can't sleep? I ain't never been through none of that.
That's just your pimpish ways, man. That's all.
But you know what? There's somebody out there that can lie later, leave her down. His ass can't be scared. A lot of men be scared of me. I'm scared of myself. I go with everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's a problem. Okay, like if she go with everybody, she can't fall in love. I like all my boyfriend. My boyfriend's nice. I like all my boyfriends. But it's 10 o'clock. So that means it's time to see who else is ready to come online because we gotta get it. Because, you know, those of you all who listen, this is what we go through every damn show. Everybody want to wait to 10 o'clock to overload the switchboard. And then when the shit can't do everybody, they looking crazy. That's why I tell them, listen from your computer. And when you want to talk, who is calling me and sick of me? Somebody just text me and say they want to scare me. They could probably make me fall in love. Who are you?
Tell them to call in. Tell them you ain't answering. Tell them you ain't answering unless they call in.
And they text me and say, I'm not scared of you. Probably can make you fall in love, too. Make me fall in love. You hear me? ACL. Make me fall in love. Shit. I ain't never fell in love with nothing. I don't give a damn how good his dick was. Yep, I got it. Because I'm celibate most of the damn time. Like I'm celibate now. Make me fall in love. And how you get my number? It's okay.
You sell them a little bit or you sell it?
I'm just playing.
There you go. There you go, Ty. Yeah.
Yo, man. Hold on. We got to get this shit right.
Hold on.
How you on punishment? She on punishment.
Oh, man. That was below the belt. I love it.
I'm going to fuck y'all all up. Hold on. Hold on. I got to see what's going on. I got to play a song. Then I got to see what's going on. Because right now I'm mad. I think I'm going to play the song right now. I'm going to play the song. I'm going to check on my collar. Then we finna get back live at crunk. I said, doing what they normally do. 10 o'clock, they start getting calling. And I'm drunk, and it's going down. Is that talking?
Thing, I'ma do me. I done switched the doors in the switcher, got a room key. Act like you were ditching it for a video or movie. Bend toward the floor, I want your hands where your toes be. I'ma squeeze out on your booty. All nasty, done made 18. Girl, I'm legal, you can arrest me. Cash in the beam, I can't seem to find a band. Be a big fat ass like Trina, make me happy. This shake thighs, shake vibrate while she dancing. Like the shake of ass. Like a stripper, up and down like flipper.
tell the truth. I like them loose, cause me and my thugs, we like to slip. I like the friends to get involved. All the bras say I'm a trip. I like to pitch and take a picture while you catch it on your lip. I like to sneak and take you shopping when your niggas start to trip. Drank my liquor out the bottle on this couch and watch you strip. Stick a couple fingers in you, make it tickle, make you drip. Make you holler like I'm rhyming you like a pimp, and then I dip. I wanna get an ounce of hydro, get a leash of eyes low. Take her to the suite and make her hit all of her high notes. Scrapped up for show, cause I don't trust no hoes. Anybody can go easy, eat perfect example.
Like Beyonce, like Trina, like a big booty ass black diva, like a stripper, up and down like flipper. Bend over, let me see it from the back. Like Beyonce, like Trina, like a big booty ass black diva, like a stripper, up and down like flipper. Bend over, let me see it from the back.
What's up, AC? It's Lady Libra. I took a break because, you know, I had to continue to get my drink on. And, it's official tonight. Tonight is Talk About It Tuesday. And we talk about everything we saw all weekend. And we still reflecting on the happening of last Thursday when it was Threesome Thursday. And we said we had technical difficulties. Well, the technical difficulties was I was motherfucking tired, had done been up all night on the phone talking business with my boy, and I hadn't had no sleep. So Sean was supposed to come over and wake me up, but we ain't going to talk about my children. We ain't going to talk about them. Their special needs gone wild. And she refused to wake me up for Sean. When I told her, that time you don't wake me up for Sean, you're going to have to find you somewhere else to live. Because you wake me up for Sean. So, I end up sleeping. Feezy called me like, Lady Libra, I know you pretty, I know you the shit, but what the fuck are you? What the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, Feezy, I just woke up, what time is it? It was 12 o'clock. I said, you know what? This is a reality radio show. We make this shit up as we go. So guess what? Fuck it. We'll do it tomorrow. So we go over to Freaknik Friday, and we do it through Threesome Thursday on Freaknik Friday. And then guess what happens after that? We get a lot of people that's out of state calling in because everybody in the A is running after our event for Freaknik, trying to find the freaks. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I said, well, you know what? We done heard from the people in the surrounding cities. We got to give the A the proper opportunity to respond to this Threesome Thursday topic. So guess what, Peasy? Sean, we're going to keep running this shit till the A done vents it. They like, Lady Libra, we got your motherfucking back. Bitch, you crazy. Crazy as hell, and I'm sure everybody can tell, but we got your back. So now, I got Polo, the motherfucking one. Not the Don, but the one on the line. I got T, the motherfucking professor. I got Swart. No, I ain't got Swart. Excuse me. That's I got my boy who loves me to death in Florida. Represent Feezy. I got my girl, Sean. Don't nobody love me more than Sean other than my mama. And it's one other person, but I ain't gonna call their name. Those who know me know who it is. But I ain't never been in love, and we're gonna fix that shit. So I'm finna bring them on the line and see what's up.
I can dig it.
What's up, Professor? What's up, T?
Hey, nothing, man. You know, I've been in LA for a quick minute, you know what I'm saying, trying to get these grades together and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, but it's hot talk till I die. I can sleep when I'm dead, you know what I'm saying, straight like that, you know what I'm saying. Lady Libra, she be getting in my ass on the low, you know what I'm saying, hurt my feelings a little bit, but we going to make it happen, you
I'm
know
a whoop
saying?
They ass to A. They left a bitch out here stranded, drunk.
You know what I'm saying, She has to do it all the work by herself, you know, and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to do this hot talk thing the right way, you know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, we're going to kick it off the right way. You know we still got the party coming up at the end.
I should have got with you this weekend, Polo, you know what I'm saying? I know there were some interesting, intriguing young ladies out there that was ready for the freak to come out of them. They just needed that hot talk to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were hot talk, and it was hot talk, and it was hot outside, so, you know, they weren't having nothing on. So they wanted to show everything. They wanted, well, you know, back then, you know, when the real freak nigga, I was there or whatever, but, you know, the new freak nigga ain't kind of different or whatever. So, it was okay or whatever, but it could have been better, you know. But the police are trying to shut down everything, shut down the park, talking about you can't cruise and stuff. So it was a lot of little stuff, you know what I'm saying? They could have been better, but we're still going to pop it off every year.
Paulo and T, Professor,
I'm in the
building. You know that freak nigga's here forever, right?
Oh, yeah, always.
Because my baby... Y'all know I go with everybody, my baby. My baby said, it's here forever. It ain't going nowhere unless we take it to another city. And we're going to Las Vegas the last weekend in August. Those of you all who are interested, who want to be there with Lady Libra, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Want to be there with the professor, Polo the One. He is
the
one.
Polo, you still going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what we gonna do it because they wanna know, because we talked about this on Freaknik Friday, because you were talking about how your threesomes went and your favorite position was one on your dick and one on your mouth. And I said, well, I like the way that sound. And you said that everybody thought that you had done been to a swingers club because the way you swing your dick. And I said, well, you know what? I wanna see what it hit like. Professor,
yes, ma'am.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Of course.
Oh, you have?
Right.
So what's your favorite threesome position?
My favorite threesome position is, I'm thinking my favorite position is where I have one on my face and one on my lap. That's my favorite threesome.
That's Polo's favorite position.
You know what?
Here Friday. Them boys from Florida took me on a mental threesome. They painted the perfect picture of how they would do me. Because he told me that I had the terminology wrong. That if it was two women and a man, that was a threesome. But if it was two men and a woman, then it was a chain. So, wait a minute. Ain't nobody running no damn train, no game, no lady Libra. So he said, wait a minute, baby. Let me break this down to you. So when he finished, I was game. So I'm figuring, since you and Polo got the same favorite position, why don't you, me, and Polo have a threesome?
That's not a bad idea, you know?
You just gotta
be careful, you know? You gotta be careful, you know, because, you know, dudes, you know, it's kind of tough, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not really a threesome. That's considered a train. No,
we're not going to say it's no train.
We're going to call it a threesome? Okay.
Yeah,
we'll call
that's
it
what
we're going to
call
it. Okay, we're going to call it the threesome, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it might get a little hectic, you know what I'm saying? Because we both after the same agenda, we want to hit that G spot, you know?
Exactly.
So we talked about squirting last Wednesday. You know, Wednesday was Wild and Super Wet Wednesday. And do you know that that was the highest rated show that we gave? We had DJ Swerve, them boys from Florida. And I'm sure by now everybody squirted because them motherfuckers broke that shit down. I broke it down because, you know, I'm a squirter. And, you know, if I ain't squirting, it ain't worth me going through it.
You squirt?
Hell yeah, I squirt. What the fuck make you think I don't?
Oh, man. How can you squirt from a distance?
Well, see, that's what DJ Swerve then was trying to teach me, how to projectile swerve.
Yeah, it's like you gotta hold it. Like when you feel it, you hold it or whatever and keep going, and then when you release it with everything, you go, you tell it you can squirt by 4 or 5. Like,
you know, tell
because we were trying to figure out how to wash cars and clean out sidewalks. You know, the topic was let's wash away some of this power naturally. Quarters of the world, let's go. You know what I'm saying? And that was the highest rated show that we have given our whole 12 sessions. And we have over 1,700 hits. We are not playing on games, baby. We are up to 650 fans in 2 weeks. Now, our boy who hosts Freaknik, so he didn't even do that good in months. So I know we own something. We are now the first reality radio talk show ever made. Because whatever what we do is not rehearsed, baby. So when I tell you we're going to have a threesome, we're going to come live from that threesome.
I think, you know what I think, Lady Libra? Lady Libra, you know what I want? I want.
Babe, okay, what you want?
I want you to stand on the bed, right?
Uh-huh.
And I want you to look down with the beautiful thick thighs. Spread your legs. Okay? It's called spread them. You know how the cops make you do? You know, spread just like that, right? I'm going to get on my knees, okay? And we're going to help you. We're going to help you project this squirting, okay? I want you to try to make it in my mouth. That's what I want you to try to do. You know what I'm saying? I need that candy rain to hit my tongue, you know what I'm saying? And I want to see if you could, you know, really make it in there, you know what I'm saying? If you could squirt, you should be able to squirt further than enough to where it could just splash all over me, and
I got something I want to play for that. I got something. Here it goes.
Oh, man, I got a sweet tooth.
Southern smoke. I bet you'll like it. Chris Vanilla is a hell of a place for me, with strawberries, 2 cherries, and whipped cream. The best things are the wet dreams, and the rest is just a flick without a sex scene. Orally, I speak the truth, cause the black of the fair, the sweeter the juice, cause blow the horns and enjoy the pieces. When they nice and ripe, they the best for eating all. Southern boys be craving for a whole slice of pie after they main course. So if you game for it, I came for it. I got a thing for you that I can't ignore.
I'm retarded, I swear I am. I'm not gonna drink no more. I'm not gonna drink no more. DJ Sweet.
Savannah.
I'm fucking up as usual. Drunk.
It's all good, man. You know it's almost that time.
Whew.
Got you about 40 more minutes, man, before you got there. I had to get up out of there.
You know what I'm saying? But check this out. What is it that you saw this weekend? Because I know you got out. My lame man stayed in the house because I was trying to be a good, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going nowhere.
Well, I ain't do too much, man, Friday night. But, you know, Saturday night, man, you know, we be... I blast off at the space station on Saturday nights, man, down in Atlanta Station, man. So, you know, we did all, we had our usual Saturday nights, man.
So, did you have any problems with police?
No, we never have any problems with police at the space station, man. You know, you have to get invited. It's one of those parties where you either got to have your card to get in, or you have to be invited by somebody who's already in attendance at the party. So, you know, we've been doing it a couple of weeks now, man. We haven't had any incidents or no scuffles or nothing like that, no nigga problems or nothing like that. So, you know, we've been keeping a real player, man. So that's how we like to keep it, man. You know, ladies, y'all need to come down. Y'all need to holler at the Twins Production Boys, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get the details for them boys, and, you know, we do it like that real big.
Oh, you know Twin Production?
Yeah, man, that's who I be DJing at with the Twin Productions, man. I be with them boys right there, man, you know. We just be doing our little things on Saturday nights, man, at the space station, you know. I wish I could give out the address, but, you know, I wanted to keep it exclusive, so, you know, you got to check in with the right people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know how it go.
They supposed to be calling in, but they don't never do what they're supposed to do and shit, but, you know,
Well, you know, I'm going to represent for one time. You know, it's DJ Sweet, man.
I'm going to say it out because they're going to learn how to do what they're supposed to do. Because I ain't Libra. And you going to do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you know, man. You know, we all got to do what we're supposed to do, man. You know, I be trying. You know, I get hard sometimes. But, you know, we all got to do what we got to do, man. Do what we can.
Sit
right here with my baby right now. So, you know, we about ready to go to bed. So. You know, I just had to call in and say what's happening to Hot Talk Radio, man, you know.
Okay. Uh-oh. I be fucking up. I swear I do. I'm going to start drinking while I do the switchboard because I be fucking up.
Yeah, you know, you got to go ahead.
How you think this freak nick compared to the previous freak nicks in the past?
Man, it was no freak nick, man. They can go ahead and cancel that freak nick term for this past weekend.
No, it's just a regular weekend in the A-Town, man, if you ask me. So, you know, all that Freaknet stuff, you know, they had hyped us up with thinking they was going to let us hit the streets, man. But at the end of the day, ain't no more Freaknets, man. You know, all the Freaknets 30 and over. So, you know, we don't got a little too old to Freaknet, plus half of us got kids and stuff like that, so.
That's your opinion. That's what you're sticking with.
Huh?
I said that's your opinion, and that's what you're sticking with.
Hey, man, for me, man, you know, it wasn't no Freaknet compared to how it was back in 94.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, it took a minute and it died down for a while. Then he decided, okay, let me get this back jumping. So, you know what I'm saying? Really and truly, you can't even really expect it to be just like, boom, until next year. You know what I'm saying? Because the police was just, like, overbearing this time. And so, therefore, it's not going anywhere because you can't stop people from partying. You can't. You know what I'm saying? So, when we go to Vegas in August, that particular city is totally different than Atlanta. They're prepared for large crowds and the casinos. They're set up like lame. We don't have casinos. We don't have shit. That's why I need you all to be prepared to elect J.K. Jones for mayor when he runs, so he can make this city what it's supposed to be. Freaknik is going to be our Mardi Gras. Not only that, we're going to have casinos. You know what I'm saying? We need you all to vote him in office so he can make this shit happen. This Atlanta shouldn't be this lame. Why the fuck don't we have casinos?
Well, you know, real niggas don't vote, man. You know what I'm saying? Plus, we thought Kasane Reed was going to represent the West Side for us, man, considering that he's a Maze hot dude and all that other type stuff. So we thought he was going to let the Freaknik come back to the city, man. But due to higher powers down here in this good old boy state we live in, man, you know, we just have to bow down, man, and play our part, man. You know how it go.
Well, DJ Sweet, we appreciate you. I understand you got a woman you got to go see about. I'm the only motherfucker that's single. That's cool. I got a lot of boyfriends. I got too many. That's the problem. So, we're going to let you go. We appreciate you calling in. That's DJ, one of our guest co-hosts that calls in and represents for the A. Make sure you have your vote for J.K. Jones when he runs mayor so we can get this motherfucking city where it's supposed to goddamn be, because I'm tired of being so fucking lame. I'm moving to Vegas. They either get this shit together or I'm leaving. I'm always leaving. My people can vouch for that one. I'm always leaving. When something don't go my way, I'm leaving. So,
you hold down Hot Talk Radio for us, man. You keep it spicing, man, because me and my girl, we enjoy the show every night, man. So, you keep doing your thing, man, and kind of slow down on the alcohol a little bit, man, so we can keep this thing professional. You did.
Okay, that's why I'm not going to hop up. Because the alcohol is what keeps me going. Because if you knew what I was dealing with right now, you'd be like, damn, because I can't see shit right now. I don't know if the lightning hit this motherfucker or what. I can't see shit. Okay, I'll be here. When this motherfucker came on, I said, I'll be goddamn. All Sean could do was just laugh at me. I'm like, Sean, I can't see shit. I ain't nothing on the goddamn screen. And it ain't my fault. I've been here since 6 o'clock, getting prepared, and all of a sudden, when I go online, I can't see a goddamn thing. That's why this motherfucker reality, because what you hear is what you fucking get. Good night, DJ Sweet. The rest of us finna carry on, baby, because you relative. You can't talk like we finna talk. These niggas say they want to make me squirt, and I'm finna continue with the conversation, baby, because it's threesome. We still talking about threesome Thursday and Freaknik Friday. It's going down.
All right, well, y'all do y'all thing, man. Y'all stay up for your boy, man, and I got them tune in to the show off, man. So keep doing your thing, man, and I'll be on the building.
You already know, cuz. Love you.
I love you, too, mama. You hold it down.
Bet. All right, Steve Polo. Where y'all motherfuckers at?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
Well, you know this reality radio, baby. The first of its kind, and we're going to make this motherfucker shine. What's up?
What the DJ was talking about, she is right about, like, the way it used to be. It wasn't like it because the police want to shut down the parks and shit, like, because, you know, everybody who was doing it back then all grown now, so it's like, the ones now is like the people who did it back then is their kids, and they trying to, you know what I'm saying, make that same little how it was years ago, like 10, you know what I'm saying, like 10, 15 years ago, how it was, but it ain't like that or whatever. And it could have been better, but they didn't have, like, one of no venues, one of no concerts and stuff. Police want to shut down the parks. You couldn't cruise, like a lot of stuff. It could have been better, but it was just, it really wasn't.
But it's okay, because once we elect J.K. Jones into office, it won't
be. But why he run? If he'd have ran, I'd have voted for him.
Oh, he's running coming up, but he ain't ran yet, honey.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Visit Freaknik ATL meme page. It tells you all about it. I ain't telling y'all no secret. He has it posted that he's running for mayor, and he's going to make Freaknik our Mardi Gras. And not only is he going to make Freaknik our Mardi Gras, but he's going to also bring the casinos. Because he's a big time.
And you want to know what else? This is another thing that. But look, this is another thing that really messed me up. How come we can't have no Freaknik? We can't have no Freaknik, but they can have a gay pop parade where dudes kissing each other and all that shit. What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? We can't have no Freaknik, but they can have that shit. That's some bullshit.
Hey, where are you?
I'm right here, baby.
Baby, you've been on for the longest, boo boo. I had you on for the longest.
I had no idea. Shout out to my nigga DJ Sweets, you know what I'm saying? Space Station, Polo, Lady Libra, you know. Let me intervene real quick. You right, Polo. Speaking of the word foolishness, you're exactly right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's some bullshit.
That other shit going on, you know, and the kissing and the fucking clapping and the hopping and skipping and shit.
That's because of Shirley Franklin. Shirley Franklin freaking... She a damn dyke and shit. That's why she brought that shit. If she wasn't up there, we could have still been having Freaknik and all that shit. But she wanted this Jay Pryor shit.
They can't stay in office forever. JK is running on the next one, and we will get him in. Not only
we
that.
We going to make sure we get him in.
We will get him in, and we will have casinos in this lame-ass fucking city. We too fucking big to be without casinos. What the fuck?
We got a lot of shit, man. Everybody don't want to party all the time. We want to just do other shit. You know what I'm saying?
John, you in?
They want to make us, and just like the little gay pride shit, man. They need to kill that
like.
It's my thing, right? See,
but you know the Dogwood Festival was this weekend too, right? Nobody stopped the Dogwood Festival. Why the fuck?
I mean, yeah.
Hold on. You guys, I'm
freaking the Catwood Festival, and it'll be allowed.
I'm about to give it to you. You might not like it. Y'all ready?
We ready.
Yeah, we ready. Political standby. You guys say we don't vote. Yeah, we vote, but see, we don't really listen to the issue. You got to understand, they getting paid to be a politician. Politicians lie. They do what they got to do to get what they want. That's part of his life.
Right.
Okay? Reality is that, okay, yeah, we say about God. Okay, Dogwood Festival been here for over 60 years. It ain't going nowhere. They ain't going to let it go nowhere. And if you even try to move it, we're going to have some issues here in Atlanta. You understand? Even though you can look around and probably in your neighborhood, you'll probably see everybody of your same nationality or your ethnicity, okay? But the reality is they want to move this city. It's not that they don't want Freaknik here. That what they don't understand is why we got Aunt Rick. They don't like the wildness. They just don't like the wildness.
What the hell gets operated in? That shit wild.
Throughout the end of the year, because when it initially started out, it was just a picnic in the park, and they named it Freaknik because of the song Super Freaked that was out at that time. So it was not wild. It wasn't wild when it first started out.
It wasn't. It was at the concert.
So that when we want to have events, it'll be accepted and not neglected.
Yeah, because it was just concerts, little venues with people selling food and stuff and T-shirts and all that. It wasn't even nothing. And then it pretty much when the police intervened or whatever, that's when it started getting wild. When the police were intervened, they were just clearing out the shit for us. It was all good. I remember every time from when I was younger, from when my sister then was going there and all them, I remember all that. That's why I like, man, it's crazy, man.
Okay, let me tell you guys something. Police don't move unless city officials tell them to move. Y'all understand that?
You say what?
They don't move until the city officials tell them to move. If the city officials tell them, okay, look, go close that down, that's what they're going to do. They get paid to move.
You know, in the
Well, you know, I think that at this point we're really strong, and we got Ben Hill Day coming up, and the fact that we have all formed an alliance and working together, we got Freaknik, we got Ben Hill, we got some fucking days, and if we stick together and organize this shit and ask our people to behave, there's no reason why they shouldn't allow us to have our event.
Exactly.
I don't think, I really don't even think that's necessary at all, because in all honesty, if it's been going on for years and years before, then it was controlled to the point where it was standable. So for them to just stop it, that's like you in a relationship with somebody for like 10 years, and then she just turns around and one day and says, I don't want to have sex right now until we're married or some stupid shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I've done that. Hold on. See, you talking about me? You and my daughter? Are you my daughter?
You know, that's like, you know, that's like telling me, you know, oh, yeah, yeah, I've been feeding you for years, but that's it. You can't eat anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, okay, in that situation, because you said you've done that before, it might have been a personal choice. It could have been a spiritual choice. But if we are anonymous this way, if this city is showing love with that event, and then all of a sudden they just say stop, then to me, you know, it's like a slap in the face. Why all of a sudden are we stopping if you've been able to control it for years and years to come? You understand?
Exactly.
I've never experienced a Freaknik. So, you know, What happened was it was changing leadership.
We had change of leadership when Shirley Franklin became mayor or whatever, and what she brought. She brought light to the gay pride to Midtown community, and now they just every fucking way. You know what I'm saying? They ain't know what you can't, you know what I'm saying? It's just like they just blowing the shit up like, yeah, it's cool to be gay. Like, you serious?
Well, guess what? When JK gets in office, he's going to do the same thing, and it's going to be cool for us to be fucking loose and be freaks.
Yeah, but you know, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I was just letting you know. 904, you're in.
What's happening?
Who is this?
This is Word G checking in from the frat house. What's happening?
What's happening, sir?
Not too much. What's the deal?
I'm drunk.
Man, we up here talking about this Freaknik issue. We trying to get this real Freaknik going on.
But you been again?
Hello.
Feezy.
Yo.
You're in. You been in. I just wanted you to know you were. Everybody's in right now.
Hey man, you know I was letting people get their points out because they was making some valid points. And I was listening to how Sean stepped in.
Made a mockery of and be, you know, some pre-fest, but it's gonna be our Magra, and JK is gonna make sure of that. You know what I'm saying?
What can I say something? Can I say something?
Some points. Yo,
when Freaknik, that 94, 95, 96 Freaknik was in, do y'all know who the mayor of Atlanta was?
It was
Bill Campbell.
Bill Campbell
in his third time behind a strip club. Of course Freaknik is legal. But like you said, Shirley Franklin stepped up in there. She, you know what I'm saying, did the little gay pride and everything. You know what? I ain't even going to take nothing from that because them people fought for that. The question is, the people, if you really want Freaknik, can you go about it the right way? You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you right now, they're not scared of the day. They're scared of that name.
Well, you know what? I said we should name it the Catwood Festival.
However it go down. If they're scared of the name. They're scared of the name.
And JK was telling me if he named it Welcome to Atlanta, it wouldn't be an issue. So maybe
it wouldn't be no issue.
What's wrong with that type of a compromise to get what you want? Like, why not? That's what you want.
I agree.
It wasn't
organized. So that's what we still change. We just change the name to Welcome to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Every year for all like the visitors and shit, and I bet it'll be on point. Believe it.
Yeah. Because
the thing down in Daytona is called the Black College Reunion.
That's inviting all the black colleges from everywhere.
I've been going to Daytona since I was 16 years old. I went in. I'm sorry. So, I mean, yes, he made a lot
of money. But that's the name of it. It's not called, you know, Freaky Beach Weekend. It's the Black College Reunion. It just happened to be some real freaky shit going on. You know what I'm saying? So, you're scared of his name.
It's
scared of. You got to get people together, man. If you want that thing to really go down like you're supposed to, do what the gay people did. They got together, went down there to City Hall, got all their little gay politicians on their side, and you know what I'm saying? It's some, like you said, you thought your boy Kasim, he's from the West Side, Ben Hill, Maine, you know.
He might be on the ballot.
No, I'm saying he, like you said, somebody pulling his strings.
Yeah.
So I told you, politician's job is to be a politician. That's their job. You got to figure out which bowl of shit do you want to eat? Because you're going to eat shit from somebody. No matter what you pick or decide or whose side you decide to be on, somebody going to give you shit about it. So, I mean, you know they're going with the money on that. You know that's Atlanta. The highest grossing income household in Atlanta is two gay men. They gross higher household in Atlanta than anybody. That community. They got the money. And they got the money. And they living it up. Fuck Freak Nick. Yep, they gonna have a gay pride week and they gonna got them march through the middle of Atlanta with their coochie cutters on and tonguing each other down. And ain't nobody going to say shit to him. You know what I'm saying? You know, what you going to say to him? You get life for getting in a fight with a motherfucker like that. That's a hate crime. That's 10 years off top.
What?
Yeah.
Hate crime? That you go down there wilding with them and they say you beat them up because they was a homosexual. You facing 10 years off top.
Damn.
Off top. That's why don't nobody talk with them when they go down there.
Tell the A, we're on the air. FCC can't fuck with us. Tell them what we need to do. What we need to do to make this shit official. Because if not, he's going to take his event somewhere where it's welcome. Because we're already going to Vegas the last weekend in August. When we should really be here. But I'm going wherever, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Tell the A what they need to do to make sure that we're able to have some shit that we can look forward to. We got Ben coming up with Power Moves. We're all together with APEGME, with Freaknik ATL, JK Jones, with Power Moves, Sherrod Bunkley, Applejack. We're stronger now. What is it that the A needs to do to make sure that we get to have to represent ourselves? You know what I'm saying? The gay people get to be themselves. Well, we're the freaky people. So now what? Tell them, Sean.
Reality is of the whole situation is until we get our act together, we would not be able to do things like that. I mean, reality is of it, until we put our money together, we're not going to be able to hold things. Money brings masses to numbers. And if money's out, money's out. And if we want to do it, come on, change the name. You do whatever you got to do. You kick a little ass and no get a little brown. This is called politics. And if you want to do things to Atlanta, you will kick a little ass, point blank. For us to go to the next level, we're going to kick a little ass, but we're going to enjoy it.
So we need to switch it up and say, welcome to Atlanta, start a whole new thing, and we start the welcome to Atlanta, this new 10 years or whatever, and we can get it cracking like that.
And she told you, they already told him if he changed it to Welcome to Atlanta, it wouldn't be no problem. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, we want Freaknik, goddamn. Damn that.
No, they just got to have
the
name.
But who you got behind you with the brand to say you can have that?
Yeah, you got to put your pride to the side at some point in time, man. You know what I'm saying? To get what you want. If your mind is on the money, then that's where you got to keep your focus. You know what I'm saying? So change the name. Fuck it. Welcome to Atlanta.
So y'all want me to go to him and say, JK, everybody feels like it will be a very beneficial situation if we go ahead and just change the name to something positive. Welcome to the A. And maybe if we walk with open arms, the freak niggas are terminology that everybody is scared of, well, as far as politics is concerned, they're afraid of, and they're not willing to welcome it because of the terminology. So we're going to change it to welcome to the A. A-Day. How about A-Day?
No, they already got A-Town Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hell, I don't know.
I told you what it'll be. It should be welcome to Atlanta for the weekend. For that whole weekend, it should be welcome to Atlanta. So they can have concerts, venues, people selling food, T-shirts. Just like Free Day, but it just changed the name. That's it.
Yeah, because you get a lot more venues and a lot more people that may be willing to participate that may not want to step up right now because they don't want their name attached to Freakney. It's all about perception, man. Just like everything else, it's all about perception. You know,
and it'll be more. Yeah, you can have car shows, fashion shows, do whatever you want.
If you go run for mayor, baby, because you know I got to talk sweet like I talk sweet to everybody. If you go run for mayor, baby, you're going to have to change the terminology from Freakney to welcome to Atlanta, and that way we can get you into office, and then we can make Welcome to Atlanta our Mardi Gras, along with these casinos that you're going to bring here, because I've never gambled, but apparently some of y'all want to gamble.
That sounds good.
Exactly.
I don't think they can bring casinos, though, because they can't make as much money because it's a big city like this. And then a lot of people, they really can't afford to have all that traffic come through because it's already a city that up and coming and then some. They call it.
Yeah,
it's
gonna make they're gonna have to be on the outskirts. They can't be close in Atlanta in the city. They're gonna be at the outskirts.
There are towns in Georgia that actually might be good with a casino there because then it'll have the city make that drive and, start to use that as vacation spots. You got places like Lake Altoona, Lake Lanier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's places over there that people would love to travel and go see, and gamble at the same time. And then it's not in the city like that. It's on the outskirts. And, that keeps things to a minimum. It keeps things in order,
All right.
That's how they do the races down there at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's not really in Atlanta, but that's what they call it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
well,
I want to let y'all know that y'all are on point and we stick it to the guidelines. Give me 1 second. Y'all are on a motherfucking roll. Now, I'm so proud of y'all. But this is what I got to give the A to let them know what freak it came from.
You love putting that shit on, daughter.
The bar's still open. We gonna keep riding. She's a very cool girl.
Is this karaoke?
They just like calling them on.
Right.
All right, Tia, we done showed our asses. I'm bringing everybody right on back so they can finish showing their asses. That I had to take a break because that's part of the regulation, along with drinking alcohol. All right, people, I'm bringing y'all back. Sean, you there?
I'm here, baby. I'm a professor. I'm in the building.
I love you.
I love
you.
Now,
I'm not in love, but I love you.
I know it, baby. I know it. All right. Let's still work on that squirt technique, please. You know what I'm saying? Just stand and see if you could just squirt.
That's the way I give y'all a moment to catch your breath. You know, drink you some water. You know what I'm saying? Jack your dick. Play with your pussy or whatever you need to do. And then be ready when we come back online to be able to ride this thing on out. Because 2 hours is a long time to do anything. Just imagine fucking for 2 hours. Just imagine freak nicking for 2 hours. That's a long time to do anything.
Got a point there. Got a very good point.
Why is my child calling me on the cell phone? Hello? It's good. Try it. Well, scrape it off. It's good. Damn, I can't even do the show without somebody don't like
it. Hey, I'm going to let you know, on air, that didn't sound right. You can't be talking to the kids like that. That was a little freaky.
That's a motherfucking 18-year-old. She come out, she don't want to eat spinach on the people. That's all
but
you
that's not what it sounded like you were saying.
What did it sound like I was saying?
It's good. Scrape it off. Good, it's good.
Yeah. Like, get some of the cream out of the strawberry.
I was like,
oh,
whoa,
God,
she talking to her son like that.
Baby, it's just not reality radio in the first degree. This shit ain't rehearsed. What you hear is what you get. I ordered a damn pizza with spinach and chicken on it. She said, like, what is this green stuff on here? I said, just scrape it off now. Eat it. Hell, it's good. It's all your damn vegetables and your meat and your cheese. Everything rolled in one. If you eat pizza, you gotta eat everything you need to down eat. And she didn't know that. So it wasn't that nasty. I ain't gonna talk nasty to my children. And I did ask her, did she smoke weed? Because y'all said today was weed day. She told me no. My 18-year-old don't smoke weed. But y'all 18-year-old, my mind don't. Because she don't lie to me. I know all y'all saying that bitch line. Okay. Okay. Continue. We got 6 minutes left in the show. Make these 6 minutes count. I'm counting on y'all.
Professor.
Now we're going to have this threesome because we're supposed to be going to the swingers club. And then we got this wine mix we're going to. We got a lot of stuff we're going to be going to live. Hosting from.
When is that? Is that live from the Jacksonville one or what?
It don't even matter because I'm down for whatever. I'm still trying to find that dude that took me on that mental threesome because I'm still hot from it. Oh, you got a nice voice. Your voice is sexy. Your little laugh is sexy. Who is that laughing?
Appreciate that. That was Swerve. I've been working on that for about 3 days.
Oh, Swerve. You about to make me swerve on you. But I can't swerve on you because I go with a lot of people and they'll get mad if I swerve.
We won't tell nobody.
We won't tell nobody. Ooh. Got a nice voice on you. Where is Feezy? Feezy?
I'm listening to you, baby. Hey. I got so much love for this for the Hot Talk Radio girl. Where is Fat at tonight? Y'all left her out tonight?
Fat probably trapping. Ain't no you see, they Fat probably trapping. I swear to God. Another surprise to me about Fat. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about. Where my Polo at? Polo, I love you. Polo. What is? Did I bring him on?
Oh, walk on his horse and rode out on you.
Oh, he muted. Oh, my God. He going to kill me.
Take you out of here.
Hold
on. Back in here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm here.
I love you, Polo.
Why you have me on mute, man? I've been trying to talk for the whole time.
Because you know I'm working. Look, I'm sitting like a blind person that's drunk working the system right now. Because I can't see shit. If you were here, you'd be like, damn, baby. You a soldier. You made this shit work, and you can't even see shit.
Uh-huh.
You be so proud of me. Yeah, for the record, Kulo usually work.
Yeah, you're doing good. You're doing good.
Okay.
But we're really trying to get this shit cracking, man, because I remember I like the old Atlanta. I don't like the new Atlanta.
What happened to, when they came new?
When they started having gay pride parades, and when the gay pride used to be at Piedmont Park and the only place it ever would be, ever was. And then
is
they
the
started,
Dollywood Festival gay?
No, the Dollywood Festival ain't gay. But it wasn't, the Dollywood Festival used to be at Grant Park. It wasn't at Piedmont.
Yep.
They changed it to the Piedmont, and that's why I didn't go, because I usually go. I didn't go. I'm like, I'm not going to Piedmont Park. You crazy?
Yeah, because you don't want nobody to thank you gay. That's a
I don't want nobody to thank you nothing. I don't want none of that.
T?
What is
what
that?
The hell? T gonna make me cuss his motherfucking ass. I'm gonna fine him $5. I'm gonna have to do like Tina Turner husband used to do. Who is this? Hey, five. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, let's see who this is. Welcome whoever this is on the line.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
What's happening?
770-885. We scared them away, y'all. And they wanted to talk because they had their hand up.
Who is that?
I thought
he was going to
rap
for
Piedmont Park.
Huh? That was
one of the calls for Piedmont Park. I was calling to rap Piedmont Park.
You stupid.
God,
you're stupid.
Y'all
are stupid.
Wow.
So why you, hey, but while you playing, you need to find out what the platform was for them to get all that from out of Piedmont Park into the city and see how they did it. What was their blueprint? And you know,
yeah.
That's where you start at. You need to find out how they got to where they got with that.
Because not well, yo.
Look at him. Ain't nobody taking no. What I have to do? I ain't no man. I can't take no dick. You know what I'm saying? They bust me dicks. I'm not the one with.
Well, I'm experimenting, y'all. I'm experimenting.
Oh.
I'm experimenting.
Who you calling?
Oh, you make a phone call.
Oh, I ain't know I can call from. That's why this shit is reality. People, I want y'all to know this shit ain't with her. Ain't nothing with hers.
Don't look like they want to talk to you.
I'm going to cut C out because he know damn well he see the damn future for calling him.
We don't want to know.
Now you can prank phone call people.
Hell yeah.
You can use your 976 voice on dude. You just get the phone up and say, hey, what's up?
Hello?
Mm-hmm. We going to keep talking, but we finna do this shit the way we supposed to. So hold on. Thank you, Atlanta. This is Hot Talk Radio. You have really, you know what I'm saying, gave us something to think about, and now we know what we need to work on. You know what you need to work on. We thank you. We thank all our sponsors. We want to thank everybody that has something to do with those that called in, those that's listening, and continue to listen with us. And we're going to continue to record this show, but we're going to go ahead and close out in the proper manner.
You already know. Hold on in the building.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. You
done rocked
the
beans.
Live from the crowd. Hot Talk Radio. Hell, fam in the building. Rich, so let's get it.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio.
4904.
Swervy.
Hey, Swervy.
What's it?
What you doing?
You
want
to
know. John?
I want to know. Y'all know.
I said, that shit went so smooth. I don't know what the hell I had to say. That was smooth.
I mean, it's just changing it up for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Changing the
Jesus
up. Nice.
Hello? Who is this? I'm going to try my number. I don't know your number. I'm going to trick. You want to know? What? You did what?
Who you talking to, baby?
You blocked your number. And you did what tomorrow? Be well about 4. I don't get out of work to 4:30. Who is this? No, I don't get out of work to 4:30. No, I don't get off work till 4:30. I don't know what to tell you. What? Yeah. Hello? I'm back. Sean. Swerve.
What's happening?
What fees ago?
He might still be on the line. I ain't gonna tell him.
It ain't, because I'm looking.
Yeah, tell him. Yeah.
It's still recording, but it's not streaming. And if Sean, you see the switchboard, you're gonna be like, what the hell has happened?
He might have hung up by mistake. He probably wasn't even paying attention when you said we was gonna keep talking.
So that's what happened when you drink. Let me call him now. I'm gonna cuss him all the way out like he a stranger. But you know what? The night was so nice. Tonight was so nice, Sean. What you think?
I like it. I mean, like I said, we just changed it up. Get the people out to come to the
space. I'm loving it. Because even though we got people just want to listen, we got to still continue to talk. Because we had people listening. Yeah. They did not want to talk.
Yeah, you always going to have those people that just want to spectate and see what's going on. I mean, and some of them may be those same people that make some decisions on what's going on.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Believe it or not, you know what I'm saying, niggas done heard about Hot Talk Radio, and niggas think like politicians and all that shit don't be listening to them. But they be having niggas assigned. That's their job, to go hunt shit like this down.
Do you not know how many people keep contacting me that's working for, like, CBS and shit? People are following us. Broadcast your event. This guy that works with CBS. I'm talking about all kind of people are watching this shit. And everything I can't see from the switchboard, because they listening from their computers, I can't track it.
Right.
You know that, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Huh?
Go ahead. Go ahead. If they listen from the computers, no, we can't track it. You know what I'm saying?
No, we can't.
That's not a problem.
And you know, some of the times when they call them from their phone, I can't track it. Because it might say, when we go back and review it, it might say we had 41 calls. There's no way in the hell I saw 41 calls.
Right.
So these people listening that we don't even know fucking listening.
Yeah.
And if you could tell, traffic don't get started until 10 o'clock. Now, I'm not saying we should move it to 10 to 12, because that'll be pushing it. But a lot of our traffic don't get started until people feel like the show has done got started.
I mean, but pushing it up wouldn't be too bad because we are an adult show. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. We done went from 8 to 9. We're going to go from 9 to 10? Come on now, Sean. Be real.
If we're an adult show, though, if we get 9 months without traffic at 10 o'clock, why not?
Because what's going to happen is people are waiting till we get warmed up to feel like, okay, they into the show now. Let's call or let me listen.
Yeah, I think you'll still see a lot of your traffic drop off at 11, even if you push it to 10 to 12. people get on it, team, but you're still dealing with people that go to work, you know what I'm saying? So niggas will jump on it, team, but you better believe they might be jumping right back off at 11.
And we don't want that. Because even though what I'm saying is we may have listeners at 9 that's on the computer. The callers don't start calling in. They want to make a comment so they feel like the conversation is going.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because
tonight was a good change of pace, you know what I'm saying?
Because I pretty much selected everybody at a certain time to call in those that work good together. I got Sean opening up and closing with me. Now, Kiwoo texted me and said she wasn't going to call in. So I didn't flinch. I kept it rolling. I didn't even tell you that it was a change in the program because I wasn't sweating it. Ain't no one monkey going to stop shit. Out of fucking 8 of us, 2 of us didn't call in. That was JD and Kiwoo. And then really,
yeah, I mean,
it weren't pissed because we got Florida, we got Swerve represent, we got Feezy represent, and we got Sweet. So technically, wasn't nobody missed, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I pretty much had everybody pretty much plugged in. The only person whose number I don't have is Swerve, but Elliot was going to let Swerve know what time it was because I was going to let him know because I gave him a time to call in so that we could keep it pretty much rolling.
Yeah, he texted me and told me to call in, you know what I'm saying? So that's when I beeped in that thing.
Somebody just texted me and said, "Nice talk radio. I just logged off. Looking forward to your next show." They logged off. So that mean they was on the computer listening.
Yeah.
See, that's deep. We have no clue to who listening in on the radio on the computer.
That's why I was good to change up the pace of the show. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
you
know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you have to change it up.
We wouldn't kill one person and leave one person stranded. That's why I was texting saying, call in at the time I gave you because I got a pace that I got something I'm trying to try. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end, the last 30 minutes is whoever hanging, let's roll. It gave everybody their moment to shine and everybody their moment to interact with whoever. And keep it nasty and keep it spicy. You know what I'm saying? And then turn around and close it out in a decent manner. And we see a recording whether y'all know it or not. So this will be something for the listeners to listen to that we really, you know what I'm saying, we really working at this and this is serious. You know what I'm saying? And I want a freestyle. I don't want no script. But I do want some type of skeleton so that everybody have a place to fit in so that everybody won't be bumping heads or everybody on at one time. You know what I'm saying? You'll give different personalities to come in to give their flavor, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I'm loving what
exactly.
And Swerve do. I'm loving that shit. That shit that happened Friday have me on the high right now. I've been on that high since then.
Mm-hmm. I'm still floating.
You still floating?
Still
and the fact
floating.
That we don't even know who that is. I thought that was a setup. I'm thinking that was you and damn and Feezy. And Feezy was like, I don't know them. I'm like, what? Them boys were showing their asses. You need to find out who that was. I need them.
There's some fools down there anyway.
There's some beastesses, as I would say, some beastesses. I'm a beastesses.
I mean, like I said, it was cool. It was cool, but, I mean, hey. It was erotic. A lot of people like
different.
Erotic things.
He said, hold on, baby. You stuck on. I'm like, hold on. You ain't finna be handling me like this. I don't want no script. I want everybody to come out on top of me. Do you not realize that they have reality TV shows that they have never had a reality radio show? We are on to something. And we got to stick with it. If not, somebody else going to try to steal it. We have trademarked this shit. We the first.
They ain't gonna come try. They gonna do it. I mean,
but they ain't gonna do it like us though. We got
exactly.
We got the baddest motherfuckers in the A now. We strong now, Sean. We got power moves. APMG, Freaknik ATL. It don't get no stronger than that. It really don't. That's him and everybody sing all at the same time. And then my big
then we got Florida Boys at it.
Huh?
Come on. I said then we got the Florida Boys at it.
Now we got the Florida Boys with the motherfucking front, live from the frat house. Nobody can touch
live from the frat house.
Nobody can touch that shit.
All day
the
long.
Shit is serious. I mean, I really want to go on tomorrow, but now we got to give him a chance because, as you can see, Tuesday is our biggest night. It really is. But we blew the fuck out the shit Wednesday. Sean, I looked at the numbers Wednesday. Our numbers from Wednesday was off the chain. I'm almost saying we might need to go Sunday through Thursday.
Do it.
I'm serious. We might need to really strongly consider Sunday through Thursday and just take a break Friday, Saturday. Because Wednesday, well, we're going to skip Monday. We don't have to do Monday. But Sunday.
I mean, we can do that, but we're going to stack out, we're going to stack the personalities like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to click together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like the night, the way everything vibes tonight and whatever. That's because everything clicked together. We can do Sunday through Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Just have certain ones call on Sunday. We can do Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday, talk to me Tuesday. Everybody should call in on talk to me Tuesday.
So you
everybody
got to Sunday and just go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Because Wednesday was the highest rating we ever had. Ever.
No, I said Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. See, Sunday. Say you were on Sunday, you and Kiwu or whoever, you know what I'm saying? It's the skeleton the scarcity. You and Kiwu and whoever, y'all go in on Sunday, all right? If y'all going in on Sunday, come Tuesday, everybody go in and they talk to me Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we got a few people on that Thursday, that's for everybody. That's for everybody who want to call in.
Thursday, I remember those nights.
Do you remember those nights?
Those nights,
we can't talk about that.
Is that on our certain topics that we can just have certain things we discuss? Since Wednesday is our Wet and Wild Wednesday, that's when we'll get off into, you know what I'm saying, sexual stuff.
Yeah. On Wednesday, that's when we'll get the right poets to call in and do their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Because Wednesday was our hottest. I'm talking about, and I'm talking about people are still, see, it clocks when people go back and listen to the shit. We got people still going back Friday, listening to Friday, because I said, go on a threesome with Lady Libra. It's all in promotion and the wording. So people are like, what, a threesome with Lady Libra? They didn't realize it was a mental threesome. You know what I'm saying? See, they got to understand that we all are actors, and this is an act, but it's still reality in a sense, because we're not
rehearsing.
I was going to
say, it's reality for us, I don't know.
Right,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's rehearsing. And
so
you
so
see, like, the stunt that Polo and T-Pool tonight was spicy, because they was like, shit, you know, I came in like, Polo, can I get some? You said I could get some. Yeah. He said, yeah, I want you to stop. See, that should go on tomorrow for Wednesday.
Yeah.
See,
I love it.
Because, baby,
that's
we
why they didn't name Wednesday Hump Day anyway.
Exactly. So I figured we should go full throttle for Wednesday, and then we take Thursday and hype up everything we got going on for the weekend.
Now, that makes sense.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tuesday is pretty much our general talk about it Tuesday. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? We have a topic, but it's a general topic so we can, you know, you can air and bench whatever you're feeling.
Yeah, just let people call in and get shit out of their chat. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can, with doing that, you can always fill up 2 hours because you got so many different ideas popping up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can take them and ride with them.
Exactly. We own something. I'm talking about, it's just a matter of time at this point. It's just a matter of time. Because there's no, we are probably at 650 fans at this point. And so what I told my brother to do was take off the names off the Hot Talk Radio and just do shout outs that way. When we got Feezy, we got Swerve, we won't be calling out no specific names as far as the intro is concerned. I want everybody to do their own promo so that we can play it for the different, you know what I'm saying, with the time segments that we're given. I can shoot those promos and they can run it for that segment. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not limited now to ourselves to the A. We got Florida. We're trying to get people everywhere so that we can be something different. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to be customary. We don't want to be uniform. And I'm going to take all this back to JK and say, now, listen to the show because I got some feedback. People are down for this shit. But, you know what I'm saying? They wanted to so they could be relaxed with it. It didn't make no sense that much for this guy like we was having a riot. And I know he fired up because I'm sure they put a dent in his pocket because that meant a lot of people couldn't get to the club because the police were saying, okay, it's going to be a traffic jam. Now y'all keep going. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then we're getting ready to come with Ben Hill Day in July. Ben Hill Day is finna triple in size because everybody has gotten together. You see what I'm saying? Then we'll probably be taking shit down there to the Florida boys at the frat house trying to hold shit down.
Oh, yeah. We both Jacksonville anytime.
And then we got we doing the new Las Vegas. So it's like we just finna be doing shit all over everywhere. We're not limited to ourselves.
It's just time to go hard now. I mean, everybody know what they. I mean, everybody know what they plan. Their initial plan is, let's go for it. I mean, it's not like we used to put everything on the table before, you know.
I need everybody to be getting their flyers together to promote. You know what I'm saying? I need everybody to just go. You know, when I say promoting as a whole. We promoting the show. You preferring your personality. Because, I mean, there's no reason to hold back on nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because Feezy and Swerve got the frat house. We got to represent the frat house as well as Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio got to represent the frat house as well as Hot Talk Radio. You see what I'm saying?
Because they get ready to go on air.
We're going to push y'all shit just like y'all give us shouts out. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
I mean,
that's what's wrong with a lot of people now. We talk about that here with this whole DJ and shit, man. Like, there's so many crabs in the industry down here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody don't want to help nobody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out for self. Like, shit, nigga, you don't realize that's why none of y'all went nowhere yet. You know what I'm saying? Because all y'all crabbing, holding each other down. That's why nobody blew the fuck up and opened the door yet. You know what I'm saying? That's why we gonna mash the gas and pass all y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to be like that and crab like y'all was. We'll pull y'all with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't them type of niggas. That's why all our local artists here, we put all the niggas on our mixtape. Anybody trying to do something, you know what I'm saying? We're going to put that shit with us because fuck it. There's enough money out here for everybody. They don't need a crab in it.
I see. But the night went so smooth. I mean, kudos. I mean, I was, you know, a little shaky because you could see the system, you'd be like, what the fuck? And I'm telling you, everything is usually labeled on here. I'm going to have to contact customer service and I know that everything just blank. And if I hadn't been working the system for the last few days, I wouldn't have been able to do nothing because I was like, well, let me just put the arrow here and see what it'll say. Now, it's operating like it's there, but as far as me seeing it, no, nothing is there. Everybody called in that was supposed to call in at the time that I asked them to call in. So they gave everybody a chance to interact with each other. And then at the last segment, whoever's left, we roll with that. We do up. And that's exactly what happened. It was
beautiful. What the fuck happened when the phone was ringing? Was we about to prank call somebody? What the fuck was we doing with that?
I was calling back T. Because the phone just hung up on him, and I was trying to see what was going on, and I wanted to test it out because now I know that we can call people out. We will be doing it.
That'll help take it to another level too.
Exactly.
Also,
exactly.
Put them on the spot.
Exactly. No doubt. It's official now.
Okay.
And the thing about it is everybody's at the comfort of their own home. Everybody relaxed. Everybody at home. So we go, you can go home. I mean, you are at home. That's my whole thing. I don't want anybody to be stressed because as of right now, we're trying to build ratings and get the audience, and we're getting that. 650 people. That's six. That's 100 people times six and half a damn 100. In 2 weeks, those are not numbers you play with at all.
That's some high shit.
Exactly.
But the crazy part is we got so much room to grow.
Exactly.
Like,
and we are, I forgot to announce we are a month, we are 1 month in today. 1 month. One. And I check the numbers and write them down every day. Because if the numbers are sitting still, it's a problem. I don't give a damn if it increases by one. That's one person we didn't have yesterday. You feel me? You promote down there, we promoting up here. That way when the TV show jump out, it won't be a problem. We got the right people behind us. We got the right name. We got the right clout. There is no reason it shouldn't be successful. But tonight was fucking beautiful.
As it should be. You don't have it no other way.
It was beautiful. I mean, I'm on a high right now, beyond a high. Because tonight was the first night that it went like we were baking a cake. Everybody was in place. Those that weren't, you couldn't tell. It was awesome. So we're going to probably shoot for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and call it a day.
So we're going to shoot for Wednesday next week, and since we done told people Tuesday and Thursday this week, so how you going to play that?
Now, if you think we should shoot for Wednesday tomorrow, let me know. Because the only thing I have to do is book the show, and we can promote all day. You call Feezy and see what he thinks, because Wednesday is a hot night for us. What I'm going to do when I hang up is I'm going to go ahead and book Wednesday for two be announced. And then what I'll do is I'll have Sean fill it in tomorrow. So I'll go ahead and book it because you have to have the slot has to be set. And like Thursday is a real busy night. So I go ahead and book Thursday in advance. Because if you don't book Thursday before Thursday, you won't get it.
Right.
But I'm going to go ahead and book tomorrow. And if we don't go on, we don't go on. It don't hurt us. But at least if we decide to go on, we'll have that slot. You feel me? I'm finna lock your phone number in my phone, cause.
Yeah, do that.
But I'm gonna go ahead and book tomorrow, so that way we already have tomorrow booked if we decide to go on.
That'll work. Shit, just hit me up and let me know.
What is it gonna hurt me to go on? Don't. I mean, we'll advertise. I promise you, us advertising in the last minute works better than us advertising it faster.
Right.
Because people seem to respond and shit, oh, they finna go on. Let me go ahead and tune in. And you advertise, 2 days in advance. I forgot. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shit, let me Let's do it, man. Shit, hit me up. Let me know.
I'm gonna go ahead and book it now.
All right.
And that way, we go on, and we don't, at least we'll have it. At least we'll have the option. So I'll call you tomorrow on my lunch.
All right, do that.
All right, good show tonight. Thank you, appreciate it. And we on for tomorrow.
You know it, baby.
All right, boo.
All right, swerve on it.
Swerve on it.
Yeah.